Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This
is
the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy,
C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL365.
Young Dizzy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready
Brand. What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
What's up now, motherfucker?
This is a show that shows no limits. Broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists. Still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that addition. And rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen. And follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs. Production and mixing and mastering. Grab your shadow to draw. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content and you to get. Do everything free to download the stream. Oh yeah, we deserve to build a
year. We're back up all with you. We brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic and we should love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some lights off. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder man.
Yeah, yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Perez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 664. And we got a dope guest tonight. He was on within the last year, because this is his second project, you know what I'm saying, that spanned time. I'm talking about Mr. G. We're going to bring him on in a second. You know what I'm saying? He's got a brand new project called the G-Files, available right now. You can stream it, download it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure he's got physical copies, you know what I'm saying, on deck or at least on the way. But these guys over there, man, you know what I'm saying, Sacramento, they, you know, Don Blanco, Mr. G, Illa J, you know what I'm saying, Lil Six, Emo, of course. Man, they all, you know what I'm saying, put out dope quality music all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna listen to some tracks off the G-Files. So, you know, just stay tuned in for that. Also, if you've missed some of our newest shows, you know what I'm saying, in 2020, go to UGSForLife.com. We got Yuck Mouth up there. You know, we got one we just did with JT Money. Media, I noticed Media Takeout did an article on it. I put up a clip from that show about how JT Money was the first to coin the phrase 99 problems and a bitch ain't one in 1992. He never got credit for it, obviously. You know, people like Jay-Z went on, made platinum hit off of it. Even Ice-T, Brother Marquise, Two Live Crew, they put out Ice-T's Home Invasion. So it's good to see JT Money get a little bit of credit for it too. And that's what we do here, man. It's preservation of you know, hip-hop, man, the real shit. So, you know, without further ado, let's bring on tonight's guest. It's the one and only Mr. G, man. Let's bring him on right now. Mr. G, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing real good. I'm bumping this chop box in the background, you know what I'm saying, off the Local G's Cooling Project, which seems like just came out yesterday.
Right.
Did, man, because here you are again with another new project. The last one was an EP. Now this one's a full album, right?
Yes, sir.
The G-Files, you know what I'm saying? This project here, what makes it different, you know what I'm saying, from a Local G's Cool?
Well, what makes it, you know, different is, you know, it's longer. And as to where I had, you know, Rouse Vice, you know, a.k.a. Local Star, produced that EP, I completely produced this one myself. And I was more hands-on with it, and it's really special to me. I just wanted to, you know, have something like, you know, a body of work that I could say that I produced from top to bottom. And, you know, and put my, you know, my ideas on it and into it. So it's just more me. Just more me.
Man, total production from you. That's dope. So I'm looking at it right now on Spotify. Those of you listening that stream, you can stream it right now. 14 tracks all produced by yourself, man. What kind of pressure is that, you know what I'm saying, knowing that you're it's kind of like you're directing a movie and acting in it at the same time. Is there a lot more pressure when you're taking on this type of project?
You know, I don't know about, I mean, of course, I feel any pressure a little bit. You know, it's going to be a little bit of pressure, but I feel like it's good pressure, though. You know, it kind of keeps me on my toes a little bit, and it just made me want to go harder and just piece it together. You know, and I got a few skits on there. You know, we're trying to implement some skits. You know, Emo, you know, he always brings up the Doggy Styles and the Chronics, and you know what I mean, and how it was just like a journey, like, you know, through those albums. So, you know, it's just something that we're trying to create, you know, with our projects as well, bring that nostalgia back.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And the way you do it is so dope because, you know what I'm saying, you got skills, you know what I'm saying, from that era, and you're bringing it in this era, you know what I'm saying? You're a younger cat, you know what I'm saying? A lot of guys your age, man, they're doing music right now, man, that, you know, not much lyrics, not much substance. You're the exact opposite, man. So I commend you for that, man. Real talk.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot.
Uphold,
you know, that's
culture,
and that's exactly what we're trying to do. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. Keeping the culture going. You know, let's give them a little taste of this right off the bat, man. We got this track queued up. It's called Seems Like Yesterday, man. What can you tell us about this one?
I mean, seems like just yesterday, a track produced by me, obviously, and just, you know, I like to, you know, put a pen on paper, you know, and you know, just about different things I've went through, and you know coming in through this music game, and you know, I've lost a lot of friends. I've gained a lot too, but you know, but it's crazy. I done lost, like, you know, I've lost and I've also gained. So, you know, it just seems like just yesterday I was cool with a lot of cats and, you know, egos and pride just gets in the way, obviously. So, that's, you know how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's give him this track, Seems Like Just Yesterday, man. Mr. G, we'll be right back. And please get that project, you know what I'm saying, G-Files, available right
please.
Now.
Please. Please.
Is it Mr. G? Call him KG. Is it Mr. G? Call him KG. Is it Mr. G? Call him KG.
I done already been through this game called life. Everybody be thinking they right. Probably the reason I'm no longer nice. Keep all of your sugar and all of that spice. Ain't it funny, people start off friendly, but then they envy it, be all up in them. Hella mad, I'm doing what you can, and then you turn a snake, I gotta doubt the venom. Hella evil, be up in these people, look at how they did the Beatle John Lennon. R.I.P., I gotta keep a peace just to keep the peace still with y'all sinning. I ain't trying to get all sentimental, bad for my mental, no, I ain't grinning. Stab me in the back, watch how I react, I'll be on attack, I'll be face splitting. I remember I really did feed niggas. I got my own, I don't need niggas. Back up in the day, you kept a G. Nigga, but you got blinded by your greed, nigga. You was rocking with some other niggas that was saying they was gonna get you dope. Believing all those same super lines that we've been hearing hella years before. It ain't gotta be hate just because we ain't friends. That doesn't mean that we gotta be posed. All that I'm saying is that door was closed. And no welcome out, please don't knock him no more. If you don't see me with him, my nigga, forget him. Toss him to the side just like dirty linen. I'm finna send him in the world when it's spinning. If I get the trip and I'll hold the low with him, I'm gone.
Seems like just yesterday, everything was fine. We was out here on the grind, and you wasn't after mine. Look, seems like just yesterday, you didn't start to trip, start to flip, hearing all that pillow talking off your lip. Shit, seems like just yesterday we was focused on winning, and you had a nigga back instead of stabbing me up in it. Yo, seems like just yesterday you didn't turn selfish, instead you relish and acting hellish, then you turn jealous. Seems like just yesterday.
seemed like just yesterday. Yesterday, yesterday,
yesterday, yesterday.
Yeah. People saying I should remain calm, but I guess that's what the medication for. If I got a piece, I share it with the squad, so I don't get why you be hating mo. I should've listened to my intuition when I seen that you was being fake before. Ain't nobody hearing what you finna drop, so compared to me, I finna shake the flow. You really think I'm finna live in your shadow? You hang around me, you get sent to the gallows. Look at these snakes, see I got them all rattled, and they talk about how they wanna do battle. I hope that you saddled and buckled up right, cause I'll expose you niggas after my life. I don't need a booth just to speak the truth, cause that's what I'ma do all day and night. Gotta watch out for these evil deeds. Literally, you the niggas I feed. Wish me happy Father's Day, cause you my seeds. Unappreciative niggas, that's just how I be. Ever since I started coming up, I got a bunch of runner-ups running up. They huff up and do it all they want and keep on talking stuff and acting super tough. There's a makeup for the fact that you suck. If you bet on that crime, then nug up you buck. But I don't think that's something you really want, but they hopping online and fixing the front. All of that fronting, you really should stop. Always be lying and still ain't on top. You don't really wanna run up on Mr. G, cause I'ma chop a nigga up and I'ma put him in a box.
Seems like just yesterday, everything was fine. We was out here on the grind and you wasn't after mine. Look, seems like just yesterday, you didn't start to trip, start to flip, hearing all that pillow talking off your lip. Shit, seems like just yesterday we was focused on winning, and you had a nigga back instead of stabbing me up in it. Yo, seems like just yesterday you didn't turn selfish, you said you relish and acting hellish, then you turn jealous. Seems like just yesterday, 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 yesterday. Seems like just yesterday, 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 yesterday. Yesterday, yesterday. Seems like just yesterday, yesterday, yesterday. Seems like just yesterday. Seems like just yesterday. Seems like just yesterday.
Yesterday, 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 yesterday.
Files available right now. Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I'm saying? Is that like a lead single? Are you gonna do a video for that? Or?
Oh yeah, we got a visual out for that right now. You know, shot by Emo.
Okay.
It's out there right now. The song is out as a visual out for it. You know, just search up Mr. G, MI$TUHG. You know, Emo TV, Emo. E-T-V-E-E, and you know what I mean? You can find it also, you know, if anybody's looking for the album, just, you know, MI$TUHG, and it'll pop up, G-Files, seems like just yesterday. And we also have another video in the can that we're going to unveil soon, but we're just trying to work.
Yeah, I noticed too, I mean, consistent. Now, this is your second project, or you got projects before EP?
I put out a mixtape, the RG mixtape. Shot a few videos off of there. You know, we were pushing that, and then before when I met Emo, I had a 808-16 project. That was before, you know, the pay style. You know, before the slash. You know, it was just my own imprint come with it, entertainment. And so I got a couple things out there, you know.
So you've been doing this for a minute, you know what I'm saying, either by yourself or with a team like Paystyle, you know what I'm saying. What are the benefits of joining up with Paystyle? Because I know you guys, man, you guys gel together real good.
Yeah, definitely. Just having a home team, just having, you know, just some people behind you, you know, you don't even have to ask. You know, to share your products, you know, or to change the profile picture to your picture. You know what I mean? Like everybody is, you know, they push their projects, or we push each other's projects like it's our own. And you know, and also, you know, like how you were speaking about the consistency. It's like, you know, when Don Blanco drops something, more than likely we're going to be on it. Emo drops something, more than likely we're going to be involved in it. We're on it. You know, Illa J drops something, we're on it. So it keeps our names going, and it just keeps us. And even when they shoot visuals, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm in a few Illa J videos and everybody else's videos. So we're in each other's. We're always around each other, and it just keeps our names alive, even if we don't have a single or a song coming out now. Like, we're in this video with our family over here, and, you know, it just keeps our names booming. And yeah, definitely.
Familiar faces, man. You know, and that's a good thing. It gives you that Death Row, No Limit, you know what I'm saying, Rap-A-Lot vibe, man, like of a family.
Right.
Pay style. Definitely something much more than what I'm seeing. And right now what I'm seeing just a lot of dudes dropping albums and mixtapes. It's just them and their imprint. You know what I'm saying? There's not really many teams like that. So that's a rare thing in hip-hop's, man, nowadays.
Right. Definitely. Definitely something,
you know,
that's lacking in the game right now.
Now, you know, you produced this whole project. You know what I'm saying? What about other stuff, like, you ever produce for other artists as far as, like, a whole project, or is this your first one, the whole project?
This is actually the first one I produced the whole thing from top to bottom. I've been in talks with, you know, doing an EP with Illa J. Like, she said she wanted to get on something, and, you know, we're working on that, so she entrusted me with her project, And I've done beats, you know, for the team, you know, like Blanco and Emo when they dropped their Mature Hip Hop mixtape. I had a beat on there. Mac 17, he's got an album he's been working on. He's just loading up songs right now. I shot him a couple beats that he already got in the chamber. So, you know, I'm just spreading out my beats. You know, I feel like I've been showing I'm a rapper. Like, this is kind of like me introducing the, you know, producer side, you know, just showing that I could carry a project if I had to, you know what I mean? Of course, I like to get beats from other people, but this was just one, you know, I wanted to show that if push came to shove, you know, I could carry a project, you know, rapping and producing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying? The production, I mean, like, you're a dope lyricist as well, you know what I'm saying? We just heard,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, the quality of production is amazing. You know, what do you like doing better, man, beats or rhymes?
Oh, man, that's, you know what, I'm going to be honest with you, like, when I get in my mode, like, sometimes I, you know, I got to get in, and I hear Emo talk about it a lot, too, you know, sometimes, you know, you have so many hats, you got to be a videographer, and mixing and mastering, and graphic designer, so I know, like, for me, I have to, you know, sometimes I get in a rapper mode. I'm just writing raps, but then sometimes I need some more beats. So then I'm in production mode. I'm looking for new songs. So it depends. It just depends on the mood I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm gonna always have love for the, you know, the wordplay. You know, I love that. But I have a respect for them both. You know, I definitely respect both. So I just love doing both. That's what I'm gonna go with.
Well-rounded, you know what I'm saying? At what age, though, did you start getting involved with hip-hop, and who were some of your biggest influences at the time?
I want to say I started rhyming around 99, late 99, like early 2000. I remember I was saying, like, it was like New Year's Eve, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to start rapping, you know, because I've seen, you know, I was watching a lot of BET, and that was when I was seeing all the Flash, you know what I'm saying, Cash Money's, the Master P's, and I'm like, oh, I could get money off of this, and, you know, so I know that, you know, around 9, 10 years old, I've been, you know, it started off as, like, some, you know, writing rhymes, and I'd always play with poetry, then it turned to raps, and as I got older and more mature, you know, I started to find different styles and different artists, and, you know, and then my style would change, and, you know, I got influenced by different things, you know, like, you know, the Tech Nines, the Lynches, you know, even some of the hometown heroes we got, you know, other hometown heroes besides Lynch, they're like the Sebos, the T-Nutties, and X-Rated, and, you know, so, you know, those are some influences as well. And then my mother, she's a huge Tupac fan, like, you know, she used to play I Ain't Mad At You every day on my way to, kindergarten, first grade, because her and Tupac got the same birthday, June 16th. You know what I mean? So huge Pac fan. And just the music around the house, like, you know, my grandmother plays a lot of, you know, she played a lot of Aretha Franklin. And, you know, my uncle loves Stevie Wonder and James Brown. So, you know, music has always just been around.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And you know, like you mentioned James Brown. I mean, that cat was electric, you know what I'm saying? So many people were influenced by him. It shows your range of music as well, you know what I'm saying? You're not just into one style or one genre or whatnot, you know? Is that why your production, you know what I'm saying, is so versatile, because you like all different kinds of music?
I would say so. I believe that it could play different. It has played a part into that. And something that I really want to get into heavy is, you know, like sampling. Like, that's something I really want to get heavy into. You know what I mean? Because I hear so many dope old school sounds and songs that I just want to just, you know what I mean, do that. So, but yeah, I know that those different genres have like played a part into, you know. And even some rock, you know what I mean? Like, I love Linkin Park, you know, I might listen to some Saliva, you know what I mean? Some Deftones, some System of a Down, you know what I mean? So, like, you know, they got songs that I like, you know what I mean? So I know that, you know, there's different genres in R&B. Like, if it sounds good, I'm going to listen to it, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. You know, let's give them another taste off this dope project, G Files. We got this song right here. It's called "Put On a Show." Man, break this one down, brother.
Oh man, you know, a lot of times I get into the, you know, with the versatility, I usually spit about a lot of dark things, but you know, I wanted to show a lighter side, you know, because I also like to party, I also like to kick it and chill, you know what I mean? I do have good days, so you know, this "Put On a Show" is just more of a fun record, more of a club bouncy type record, and produced by me as well, and you know, we're just gonna put on a show.
Most definitely. Everybody, get that project right now. You know what I'm saying, Mr. G, G5.
Sorry.
Also, you know what I'm saying, your local G's cool while you're at it.
Oh, yeah, good one.
The way she did it had me in the days. I ain't seen this before. Everybody watching got it popping out.
Y'all shawty, I seen you across the room. Yeah. And I really want to know what you're trying to do. You were speaking on speaking, I made a move. Got the meeting, she freaking had me like, ooh. I'm Mr. G. I'm never lacking, want some satisfaction. If you want some action, we can get it cracking. So you know what's happening with this thing I'm packing. No, I got the flame and I don't leave the dragon. Ain't no need for bragging, cause you see I'm happening. If you throw it, I'll kill it, I'm toe tagging. I'm a big rapper, so she call me Magnum. Feeling like I'm Jason, how I got the savvy. She got the dropping and that thing was popping, so it's not an option. Had to let her know that she got a rocking body, sick and stocking. And now I'm plotting how to get her, so you know my uncle owns J.E. If you ever trying to get in centerfold, then she was like, ain't you Mr. G? So I already knew I was in the dope. Took my hand and then we hit the floor. Got the spotlight, so it was a show. Round and round, I had to break it down until we hit the ground like a top and glow. See, I could switch the speed, let me know, fast or slow. Middle of the circle, got the whole crowd screaming. Maybe if you turn around, then you can drop it to the flow. If I tell you to throw some more, don't hesitate, just let it go. The way she did it had me in the days, I ain't seen this before. Everybody watching got it popping, I put on a show. Now put on a show, now put on a show, now put on a show, now put on a show. Wait, she did it had me in the days, I ain't seen this before. Everybody watching got it popping, now if you know me, you know I ain't came for games. I came for the drink and a couple of dames.
Come over here.
Ain't nothing changed, I'm still the same.
Still the same.
You best act like you know my name, quit being lame.
I'm Mr. G.
I'm big chillin', see the liquor spillin', look at how I glisten, see it so appealing. When I'm in the place, I get the hurting feelings, I can feel the hate just like they wanna kill him. Get up in my face, my homie's gonna steal him, and I'm feeling great, you see me in the billin', get to throwing cake, all up to the ceiling, looking at a waste, I'm turning to a villain.
You know that I can turn you out, I'm hoping you can do it too. I'm only in town for the night, the way I do, I'm moving through. Things was getting kinda hot, I did my best to keep it cool. Got you bragging to your friends about the things I do to you.
been shit and new, at least now you got a clue. You and your crew know the name, Mr. You Know Who.
Maybe if you turn around and you can drop it to the flow. If I tell you throw some more, don't hesitate, just let it go. The way she did it had me in the days, I ain't seen this before. Everybody watching, got it popping, now put on the show. 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 Way she did it had me in the days, I ain't seen this before. Everybody watching, got it popping, now put on the show.
Right there, Mr. G. The album is G-Files. You've got to get that. Man, that, you know what I'm saying, that right there, it's refreshing. Because I'm going to be honest, I get a lot of music sent to me, and I don't feel much of it, man. It doesn't hit you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I catch your melodies, and like I said, you're also not abandoning the eras before you. You know what I'm saying? You're blending a lot together, and it's dope, man.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring some of the old, you know. I see what a lot of the new is doing. You know, I was just in the lab, you know, speaking about that. You know, just, you know, I kind of see what they want. Like, I'll never get into the whole mumble thing, but I'm gonna go ahead. You know, I could blend some of the, you know, new with, you know, and still stay true to myself. So. You know, I'm glad that you recognize, you know, you mentioned that, you know.
Well, you're an entertainer, man. You got the whole package as far as you know what it means to be able to attract more than one audience. You know. You know, some people just cater specifically to one audience, man. It's like, man, reach as many people as you can, while keeping your integrity, like you said. You know. If you're able to do that, then you got a long career ahead of you. And it seems too like you're just like Lil Six. Shout out to Lil Six. A lot of fans. They're going to be with you guys for life. Every time you drop, they're going to support.
Yeah, definitely. And we're actually supposed to be. You know, I was on his EP. We're actually supposed to be performing that record sometime this Sunday. So yeah, we also been talking about having some stuff in the mix too. Like, you know, like I don't want to get too much, but we've been talking about, you know, putting something together. You know what I mean? So hopefully we can get that rocking, you know, like throughout the year. Like we talking about putting some stuff together. You know, shout out to Lil Six, whole Diamond Life Music Group, Mob Music, all of them over there, for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, that is affiliated with you guys, like I said, just putting out so much music, and it's quality. You know, it's not just consistency, it's quality as well. You know, anybody could drop projects every day, but is it quality?
Right.
Does it stand up to, you know what I'm saying, what the listeners are going to actually want to hear? You can say that about you guys. You know?
And I know we definitely appreciate that, man. Thank you. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, They follow the trends, and you know, they want you to have the chains and the cups and the, you know what I mean? So a lot of times a lot of the work you put in, like, you know, and the skill can go over, you know what I'm saying? But I know the real is shine through, you know what I mean? So yeah, thank you for that. Definitely appreciate
that. No doubt, man. The homie Sim from France, man, I know he's wanting to ask you a couple questions. I'm going to bring him on before we get to this last track that we're going to play off this project, G-Files. We don't want to give you everything because, you know what I'm saying, we want you to go out and be surprised, man. This stuff's banging. Sin, man, what are you thinking, brother, so far, man? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm fella. Hi, Scott. Hi, Mr. G. Yes.
How you doing?
Good project. Yeah, I'm already. G Files was in reference to the classic of Sally Cell, G Files 2.
Oh, Sally Cell album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. It's funny though. He did have. Was that album called G Files? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, he had an album called G Files.
I know he did
have. In the late '90s, I believe, like '98 maybe.
Yeah, '96, '97, I think.
You know, you want to know what's so funny is like I knew that, but like really didn't know that. I remember you did have something like that. I wasn't even, you know, honestly, I wasn't even thinking about that. You know, but shout out to Sally Sale. You know what I'm saying? It really came from, you know, some, because a lot of the songs, well, some of them are old, some of them are new. I have some files on my computer, and you know, we wanted to put something out before, you know, the Capital Business album comes out, which I've been talking about for a while. But you know, we were just speaking, Emo and I were just speaking about that, and we putting that together. So it really came from a few files on my laptop. But shout out to Sally Cell. That's funny. I really he did. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And do you remember the maybe the first Saxon track, did you feel the most back the day who make you want to do hip hop, do rap?
Okay, you know, as far as Sacramento goes, I wanna say I feel like the first Sacramento song that I heard was Get the Money by Sebo off his Enemy of the State album. And honestly, at that time, and I think I might have heard it late. I think I might have been, I think it dropped in 2000, 2001. I think I was like 13. I think I was like a couple years after it dropped, I heard it. And I didn't even know.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. That's a, oh, that's like that one is just, that album is just classic. And I didn't even know he was from Sacramento. And I was all like, oh, I was like, oh, he's from Sac? And the album was slapping front to back. And, also Lynch's Season of the Sickness. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those are my two favorite, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Sacramento albums. So, yeah. Shout out to
Can't go wrong there.
Sure. Not at all.
Okay, yes. It's so okay.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that Enemy of the State is fire, man. So was that season.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
What's it like working with Six? You said you was on his EP and he was on your project. What's it like working with Six, you know what I'm saying, who pretty much comes from that sickness?
Oh, yeah, man. It's crazy, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I remember, like, even, like, some years ago, I was like, you know, I was slapping If These Walls Could Talk. I had, you know, came up on his, you know, on his pop's music And that's probably like my next one. Like those are like as far as like old school, like that Sac, that old school Sacramento Sick. Yeah, that would be If These Walls Could Talk. And but working with Lil Six, like he even had me trying stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm always open to stuff. You know, when it comes to like recording songs. But I know he takes his craft serious, and he really wants to, you know, like make a name for himself. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't want anything handed to him. You know what I mean? Like he really wants to, you know, like be known as I'm Lil Six. You know, and it's been dope. You know what I mean? So you know he's a real humble dude, and I'm looking forward to like you know getting that you know that project. You know what I mean? After you know that we you know that we talked been speaking about, because I know it would just kill. I know that was just.
Oh man!
Chill.
Well, you know you got to preview some of that on here if y'all knock that out.
Oh, you
man.
Already know. Oh,
is it coming in
know.
2020 or 2021?
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and put that out in the universe. I'm gonna say 2020. I'm gonna go ahead and put that out in the atmosphere because it's something that it's not like something we just started talking about. We started probably talking about it like late last year. You know what I mean? So probably like you know what I mean, but. We've been talking about it for like a few months, but you know but he got a project and I got a project, but you know I'm gonna put that in the universe that we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna give that to y'all for sure.
Hell yeah, man! You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first. So that's what we're looking forward to as well. But right now, in the meantime, you know, support Little Six too, man. Go out and get the Prince of Darkness.
Yes.
I'm saying go out and get Hell's Angel, and then make sure to support Mr. G with this G-Files and Local G's Cool, man. Get these projects because these guys are putting their heart and soul into it, man. You ain't just, you know, trading beats over the internet, and, you know, you guys are really doing it for real. So appreciate the contributions to the game, man. Real talk.
Yeah, man, and thank you for giving us a platform, man. I'm seeing, you know, I peep out the, you know, the interviews, and you know, you got legends on here, man. Like all the time, like people who I like, look, you know, what I'm saying, look up to, like, you know, I've seen T-Rock on here, man. Like that, like that's a goal for me, you know, getting T-Rock on something. I've seen Yuck Mouth on here, and you know, even just like you were saying, JT Munt, you know what I mean? I remember JT from back in the day, back when his videos were coming on the box, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, shout out to, you know, so, you know,
box.
Shout out to,
man,
all of them.
That's going way back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Used to run home from school
yeah.
and try to catch that on the static channel. You could barely see it.
Oh,
you
man,
know?
Come on. You already know.
Had to get
know.
That antenna
you
just right.
you yeah, you right. You for surely right.
But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. But the project G-Files is available right now. And I was telling people at the beginning, you're probably going to have the physical copies. Are they on deck right now, or you got them coming soon?
Yeah,
or?
You know what? And I'm going to tell you, you know, I just talked to these fools on – I'm trying to be nice. These fools on the internet, man, they going – I ordered my posters and my CDs ahead of time, and they going to give me the posters and talk about somebody – put a change of address on my CDs. So look, the CDs are on the way. I'm mad about it. I'm sorry about it. But, you know, it's the game. It's the game we're in. It's all good. But, yo, we're going to have those. I'm selling them for $5. You know, if you want to, you know, PayPal or whatever, you know, saying $10 overseas. And, you know, we just trying to, we're going to push it that way. But, yeah, I just had to get off the phone with them earlier today. Like, where are my CDs? Like, you know, so. But we're going to push it. We're going to shine through, man. We're just
going to
stay positive, man, throughout this.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And shout out to everybody in the camp, you know, Max17, OJ, Emo, Blanco. Man,
yeah.
So many of you guys doing your thing, man. And I love, like we were talking about earlier, how you guys support each other. You know,
definitely.
You guys you know, and that's something right there. You know, I can see you guys, you know, hitting the road, doing a Pace style tour, you know, something of that nature. You guys talking about doing something like that to kind of help promote the projects and maybe in different regions?
Yeah, definitely. Like we've been talking, and matter of fact, we actually gonna meet up. We got a meeting actually today. You know what I mean? Like when I get there, yeah, we you know, it's just something that I definitely want to do. Like I want to hit those markets. I want to hit those Oregon markets, those Washington markets, you know what I mean, those Utah markets, and just, you know what I mean, like, and just hit them over the head, like how we did in Sacramento, you know what I mean, and just,
yeah.
You know, just keep it going. So, yeah, we definitely trying to, you know, schedule some shows, you know, at, like, especially out of the state, you know what I mean, you know, Nevada City also always shows us love, too, like when we leave the city, but, you know, we trying to get, you know, we going to get it organized and get, you know, hit those other markets where I know they'll love that because, you know, Little Six just had a show out there in Oregon not too long ago. So, yeah, we're trying to get into those parts as well.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? Sky's the limit, man. I hope you guys, you know, reach all kinds of pinnacles of success. You deserve it. Keep doing what you're doing. We got one more track we're going to play before we get out of here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to that in a minute. You know what I'm saying, as work featuring Emo. But before we do, I want to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know where they can get everything, and if they want to get at you for beats, rhymes, whatever, man, it's all yours, brother.
Yeah, all right, thank you, man. This is Mr. G. I want everybody to go ahead and snatch that G-Files. It's out right now. It's streaming on all platforms. Go ahead and search under MI$TUHG, and then you can find the Local G's Cooling under MISTUHG. You can get at me on Instagram @MISTUHGKWY. You can get at me on Twitter at KWI. Go ahead and snatch that G file. Snatch Don Blanco, the Day and the Night. Go ahead and snatch Illa J's Rain EP and her Throne EP. Go ahead and snatch Emo's Motivation. And look out for Mac 17's album. Stay tuned into the Murder Master Music Show. And also go ahead and get that Lil Six, the Prince of Darkness EP that just dropped as well. Paystyle Music, come with it, ENT. We moving.
Hell yeah, man. Big shout out to you, man. This one here, man, featuring Emo, this is Work. I imagine it's self-explanatory, but, man, I'm going to let you explain anyways. We got here, brother.
All right, thank you, man. We got Work featuring the OG Emo. We're just talking about getting that work. You know, we just putting this music out, getting to work. Hopefully you do the same. So let's get to work.
Hell yeah. We'll see you guys real soon, man. Get that album G-Files, Mr. G. Peace.
Man, what you doing, man? It's time to go. You don't see the clock? Man, it's time to move. I don't know what you're doing. You just sitting down and moving around. You gotta go.
Yeah.
It's time to move. You know what we doing.
Getting to work. Every single day. Get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud. Going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough. Cause we've been through the worst. Until we leave the dirt. It's time to get to work. Every single day. Get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud. Going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough. Cause we've been through the worst. Until we leave the dirt. It's time to get to work. I wake up every day. Just to get the pay. Got me in a rage with my paper in the gray. On the reaction to make a transaction, so why make it happen? There's no time to play. So I'm working for certain in these beats and these verses until my life perfect or really so okay. You niggas can't see me like your name was Ray. Or maybe like Stevie, I wonder for say. I gotta go get it, the money I claim. Put in the work, do it for my last name. You really think it's funny, but I gotta hit the grind. Ain't nobody give a handout, I gotta give a sign. 24 hours, a limited amount of time. You don't ever wanna work, and that's the reason you don't shine. I'm already knowing that they hate this. When I wake up and beat hit the pavement, thinking what's up, they mad on some fake shit. Really hate them because they paid sick. Sometimes I be feeling my own position. Negativity, I'm trying to shake it. These scraps in the bucket don't want me to make it. Seeing a chance, you know that I had to take it.
But I did. So I'ma make sure that I get it first. Gotta watch out for them suckers trying to lurk. Make sure I stay protected, don't get hurt. Praying for some blessings, I've been through the curse. Now do some work.
Every single day, get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud, going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough, cause we've been through the worst. Until we leave the dirt, it's time to get to work. Every single day, get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud, going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough, cause we've been through the worst. Until we leave the dirt, it's time to get to work.
Paper chasing by any means, like all day I gotta get mine. While everybody on IG and Facebook, they waste time. No, I don't do FaceTime, but I will come with these hard lines. No, I don't got a real job, but I'm still working this overtime. Nigga 365, 24, ask around about 30 more, and they'll say that boy there spent every day trying to get his face down. We told y'all about 100 times, and that's it now. Now it's time to go crazy on him, get the money up and rip shit down. Representing this sack town, all day we don't back down. Hit the road so we can spread around. Let them know how that shit pound with KG on that beat. All we gotta do is come with that heat. Then we go push it hard on boulevards through neighborhoods and all streets. Yeah. So we gon' make sure that we get it first. Gotta watch out for them suckers trying to lie. Make sure we stay protected, don't get hurt. Praying for some blessings, we've been through the curse. Now do some work.
Every single day, get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud. Going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough. Cause we've been through the worst. And still we leave the dirt. It's time to get to work. Every single day, get up and hit the turf. We get it out the mud. Going through the dirt. We trying to see the dough. Cause we've been through the worst. And still we leave the dirt. It's time to get to work.
Work.